Dude.
Welcome to Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics. We are back, all of us back in the studio today. We are talking about ding, ding, ding. Taking off the mask.
Ding, ding, ding.
Men and authenticity.
I thought Tommy was going to do a different show.
I wasn't even sure where he was going with the ding, ding, ding. But we should say good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to all the global tribe out there listening, both in New York City and around the world. That voice you heard to kick off today's show was that of Tommy Spiro, creative director and author of the book Messages in the Music.
Available on Amazon.
Yes. And?
And?
Right now.
Well, it's available now, but pick it up 301 so you can listen to the dudes for the next hour.
Yes. And if you're going to do it during the show, during one of our awesome musical breaks.
What are you saying our audience can't multitask? Someone could not be like listening with their ears and typing into Amazon?
I think Brother Gregory just had the best solution. During one of our musical breaks.
Sounds good.
Download the book.
All right.
And you know why? Because multitasking in and of itself is a mask.
Say more, Gregory.
Oh, we're jumping right in, aren't we?
I'm just saying, because there's been countless studies that show that we may think we're multitasking, but literally we're not that efficient at
we're ignoring the thing that we're not currently doing.
All right. I'm saying is that thing called I'm busy or I'm multitasking may be a mask for something else. And the voice you're listening to right now is that of Gregory Neesmith, an entrepreneur and coach.
Coach.
And you're going to hear from that dude, Nick, Mr. Good News, Papadopoulos, who is a transformational leader, author, and what else is Mr. Good News?
The D word. A disruptor.
I was trying to think quickly on the fly what other awesome D word I could think of, but disruptor is the best word.
The D word, disruptor.
Oh,
yes.
I got a D word. Dude.
Ooh, yes.
Very good.
Like that. See, you thought I was taking it to the gutter.
Oh, yes.
Right?
I did. I actually did.
Man, you guys underestimate me.
I did think you'd go to the gutter.
Have some faith in a brother, will you?
That is very good stuff. And we do this show every weekend, but we also, outside of this show and everywhere, actually,
yes,
we awaken the humanity in ourselves and other men so they can leave their mark on the world.
Yes, we are committed for folks to leave their mark and be self-expressed.
Yes, and we coach at work.
Yes.
Business teams and executives.
Yes.
We also do one-on-one life coaching.
We do.
And
what
we
else?
Have a men's group.
We have a men's group. In fact, we have a men's group tomorrow night.
Yes,
we have our next session meeting tomorrow night. For the global tribe out there, if you're a dude, come tomorrow or in November. If you're a dudette who has a dude, I'm sure you do have at least one dude, send them to our men's group. I'm telling you, we're cool dudes. Be down with the dudes.
Be down.
Dudes of Disruption Men's Group in New York City. Come down. Be a guest. It's so cool.
Yeah, so reach out to us on any of our social media platforms. Search Dudes of Disruption or at dudesofdisruption@gmail.com.
Yes.
And today's show.
Yes.
Taking off your mask.
Take off your mask? Is it Halloween?
I just want to give a heads up to folks that for the next hour, we actually will not be talking about the Halloween mask that you may be wearing.
Okay, mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
We're talking about I want to say the real mask, but actually the inauthentic mask that we may be wearing.
Inauthentic mask.
Mm. We'll talk about that. We'll have to say what stories of the week. We'll have parting shots, and we'll also have a special guest.
Ooh, I love when we have guests.
I mean, a special guest for a special segment.
Okay.
Called Ask a Dudette.
That sounds like a new segment, Gregory.
I mean, we got three dudes.
Yes.
But the world does include dudettes.
It does, thank goodness.
They make the world go around.
Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we'll have an Ask a Dudette on.
Okay.
And this week, it'll be life coach Carrie Turner.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so more from that.
Okay.
Coming up. And we'll be taking your phone calls throughout the show at area code 212-650-6903. That's 212-650-6903.
Yes.
And online comments all throughout the show.
Yes.
But with that said, we start off every show.
Every show.
Every show with opening thoughts and maybe even a quote.
Yes.
From Mr. Good News, but we call it Nick's Riff.
That's me.
I know that, dude.
Some are steel, some are silk, and some are leather. They're the faces of the stranger.
All right, social media's already lit up. We already had somebody out there, Christine told us to take it off.
Take everything off?
I'm assuming she meant the mask, but
okay.
Us dudes always read into things, don't we?
Wishful thinking.
See what you want to see, you know?
Well, that was Billy Joel, Tommy, The Stranger, and how appropriate we chose The Stranger as our riff song to open things up. Well, we all have a face that we hide away forever. See, I'm hiding it. And we take them out and show ourselves when everyone has gone. Some are satin, some are steel, some are silk, and some are leather.
Kinky.
They're the faces of a stranger, but we'd love to try them on. Global Tribe, you're busted. I say that lovingly. You're busted.
Okay.
Right? And to steal a line from one of my favorite movies, Good Will Hunting, when Ben Affleck said, "You're suspect. Global Tribe, you've been busted. You're suspect." Why do I say that? Because you're wearing a mask. And you're wearing lots of masks. In fact, Gregory, we're wearing Halloween costumes at this point.
Yes.
And how appropriate Halloween is upon us, right? The celebration of Halloween is coming up next week. And I would say, what I'm claiming, Global Tribe, is that for everyone, actually. I wasn't saying for some of us, but I think for all of us, Halloween is all year long. That's right. Everyone in the Global Tribe wears a Halloween costume that includes a mask every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Sounds like a pretty elaborate costume.
It's a costume that we have spent a lifetime perfecting. It's a costume, Global Tribe, that we have been adding to and tinkering and perfecting. And by the way, it doesn't make you a bad person. In fact, especially as a young person, as a kid, as a child growing up, where these masks and Halloween costumes started to develop, right? We needed them. We needed them to both survive and even to thrive. And the reason why we're having this conversation is because as your game in life increases and expands, and what I mean by that, Gregory, is as your game expands, right? As your responsibilities with work expands, as you get into relationships with people, and by the way, we're in relationship everywhere, work, home, etc., right? And as those relationships get deeper and more intimate, right? Some of those masks and some of those Halloween costumes no longer serve us, and in fact, maybe even getting in our way. Now, what's all this talk about a mask, right? What's all this talk about Halloween costumes? What do I mean, right?
Yes, because I'm looking at Tommy, you, and myself, and I'm going, my face, I don't have a mask on.
So you think.
Yes, so I literally don't have one.
Well, that's actually what's... I'm glad you said that, because what happens after a while is we forget we even have those masks and have those Halloween costumes on. We actually get into an automatic about it and convince ourselves, well, this is who we be. And yes, it's a part of who you are, and here's some good news. There's also more to you. And part of the purpose of the show is to start sharing other parts of you. It's why we're calling it authenticity, our relationship to authenticity. Let me share a quick story with you guys. There was a woman that came up to me about 15 years ago when I was doing some personal development workshops. She came up to me and she said, what's this Coach Nick thing going on? And I was like, wait, what do you mean, what's this Coach Nick thing? And she goes, yeah, and by the way, what's this, like, this silver chain you wear around your neck and all this jewelry you have, you know, around your wrists and all that? Like, what's this whole getup? Now, the backdrop, just for folks to know, is my nickname that I dubbed myself in business was Coach Nick. Mm-hmm. My email address was CoachNick@CoachNick.com. It still is, by the way, if you want to contact me. A little sidebar, a little plug.
And your Twitter is?
My Twitter is at CoachNickNYC, right? When I had a car...
Don't tell me you had the vanity license.
I had the vanity license that was Coach Nick as well.
Wow, and you let it go.
And I let it go. Yeah, that was probably a bad move, right?
That was a bad move.
But what she said to me was, she said, "What's with the getup? What's with the Halloween costume?" And that's a simple question, maybe even, you know, fun in some respects, and it left me devastated almost. Because what I realized was that I was wearing lots of masks and I was wearing a Halloween costume that I had perfected for years and years and years. And I think what it was doing was it was starting to create a separation between me and other people. And part of that costume and mask comes from the fact that it comes from when I was a kid. I had a teacher in second grade, and my friend Nick is listening and watching from Queens, who went to school with me.
Shout out to the Mets.
And I had a teacher in second grade, math teacher, and I remember there was a moment in time where she started yelling at me in front of the entire class, calling me stupid. She said, "You are stupid." And she said it several times and screaming at the top of her lungs. Now, I was 7 years old. And in that moment, I made a decision that I would never be in that situation again, that I would never be exposed that way again. So the mask that I started to wear was one of not caring about school, being Joe Cool. In fact, actually, since I can't join them because I'm stupid, I'm not smart, obviously, this teacher knows better than me, I'll be the troublemaker. I'll be the jokester. Mm-hmm. I will be the rebel that, for those folks who have seen the movie The Breakfast Club, I'll be Judd Nelson. That would be the mask and the Halloween costume that I'll start to wear. Now, listen, there were some benefits to putting on that mask of troublemaker and being Joe Cool and not caring about school. And clearly, there were some serious costs. And that's the point of our conversation today, which is what served me at one point to hide that pain of not wanting to ever be called stupid or not smart. I created a whole costume and perfected it. As the game got bigger in my life, as I expanded into the world, it got in my way. And that's really the opportunity here, is not to make those masks or costumes wrong. We needed them to survive and to thrive. And at the same time, they may no longer be serving you and, in fact, may be getting in the way. So the question I have for you two dudes, as we start to come up on the break, and certainly for after the break, is what masks are you wearing? What are the masks? What's the Halloween costume that you guys have perfected? And this is for the Global Tribe as well. Gregory mentioned, we want your online comments. Call in. And this is really an opportunity to be honest, to start disrupting this automatic way that you've had about yourself, because you've had a mask and a costume that you've been wearing, and it may no longer be serving you. So what masks are you wearing? I just shared mine.
Yes. And just a tip for the Global Tribe. If you're wondering of a place to look of where you might have a mask, check out your nickname. It might actually be something that was given to you a long time ago, and maybe, just maybe, living up to it all the time could be something that helped you survive, but could also be holding you back.
That's a great point.
We'll be right back with more Dudes of Disruption. Welcome back to Dudes of Disruption, Disrupting Your Automatics. We're talking about taking off the mask today, men and authenticity. But enough about today's show. Let's talk about our podcast. We have a podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. The show that you hear live on Sundays is available as a podcast download on Monday. So subscribe, listen, share, join. You can go back and check out all of the good news that not only Coach Nick, but Gregory and I have been delivering for the last year and a half on our archive. 77 shows. Check it out.
You just called him Coach Nick.
I did.
Which
I did, because can I answer the question first? Look at me even offering to answer the question. What?
Yeah, answer the question. So I want to put him back on the hot seat.
The mask that I wear, I actually have the Coach Nick Halloween costume.
What do you mean?
Are you going as me? My mom bought it at Woolworths. You remember those ones used to come in the plastic box with the little, right? It was that hard plastic mask with the nose holes you could barely breathe through.
Yes.
So yours has like the little pompadour haircut in the front. It comes with the extra gold chains, you know, little suit and tie, one big plastic like thing that you step into and zip up.
I love it.
That's my Coach Nick costume.
That's your Yeah. So what mask are you wearing?
Which one am I wearing today?
Okay, fair.
It might be more like...
Okay. We have many.
We do have many, and I think that the one that I've probably worn my whole life is the mask that nothing bothers me.
Oh.
My mother always used to say that I would say, nothing bothers Thomas, doesn't bother me. You know, like that would be, everything okay, everything's good.
Right.
You know? And I've probably worn that mask more than any other mask.
Right.
And I think that that's like me not wanting to show my vulnerability, or when things are really bugging me, I always wear this mask that everything's good. It's all cool. That's the mask I wear the most.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Gregory, how about you?
I would say one of the masks that I have worn often is, I'll call it the mask of Switzerland.
Okay.
The hell is that?
Switzerland.
He dresses up as a country.
Okay.
Switzerland is known as being a country that is neutral. If you notice, it's never involved in any disputes, wars, any tension.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things the mask I used to wear is like Mr. Consensus, or cooperate, or everything will be all right.
Right.
Mr. Positivity, never wanting to ruffle any feathers.
Right.
So the positive of that mask is, you know, cooperation.
Right.
Right. Go along, get along, moving forward, getting some momentum. But one of the disadvantages can be coping has its limits, right? Coping isn't really thriving.
Yes.
It's just getting by.
Or being self-expressed.
Or being self-expressed. So it may have costs for myself that eventually maybe I'm not taking care of myself, but I'm still trying to make sure that everything else is all right.
Right.
And so that would be one of the masks that I definitely have worn. And so there's an opportunity for me to look for how does not only the other people involved win, but how do I win too?
Yeah. Mm. Got it.
Yeah. And it may mean also being willing to get into some battles.
Yeah.
And some tension and some messiness.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't always want to be Switzerland. That's not what is needed. Sometimes you got to go to battle for things.
And that's the point about the mask that we've developed over the years and the costumes that we've put on to match those masks. They work sometimes, right? Or they work to a certain point or in certain situations. And then there are other situations that require something completely different. Often what they require is actually your authentic self.
Yes.
Right, like you said, if the mask you're wearing is Switzerland, right? This neutral state. Sometimes that's required,
yes.
And sometimes something different is required. That's the point here. And I think the older we get, and the more responsibilities we get, and the bigger the game that we play, I think something different is often needed.
Yes. Now, one thing though,
yes.
Nick, in your opening, you mentioned that you had this thing like the Coach Nick.
Yes.
You had a license plate that said Coach Nick. You're wearing all these chains.
What kind of car was it on?
It was a...
Let me guess.
It was Be nice, Tommy.
It was a convertible BMW.
It'd be nice. Actually, it was a Lexus. It was a new Lexus. I forget the style, but it was a black. Nice.
The Pursuit of Perfection, I think, is their tagline or something.
Yeah, no. I'm a classy dude. I can be.
The Pursuit of Coach Nick.
You clean up nice.
Yeah.
I clean up nice, yes.
Now, you almost, to me, it sounded like you said it from a place of it wasn't working for you to be this Coach Nick persona.
Right.
And then now we fast forward to today, and last time I checked, we still call you Coach Nick, and I can see a silver chain.
I still have one, yes, right here.
No bracelets
right
today,
here.
Though.
No, I forgot the bracelet.
What happened? So you didn't leave Coach Nick behind, but you just told me that Coach Nick wasn't working for you, but now if I go to Twitter, it's at Coach Nick
NYC. Right.
I'm going to make a Twitter account for his gold chain. Coach Nick's gold chain.
You know, it's funny. Yes, my email address is still Coach Nick at Coach Nick and all the other things you just mentioned. What changed was my relationship to it. So prior to, right, so when that woman almost 15 years ago during a personal development workshop said, what's with this Coach Nick getup? What's with the Coach Nick Halloween costume, right? My relationship to Coach Nick was one where I needed it to protect myself.
Mm.
I needed it to hide behind. I needed it as part of my identity, right? And so today I can still be Coach Nick, yet I'm not attached to it in the same way. Right now it's like, hey, that's if people relate to me as Coach Nick because I coach people and I help them create breakthroughs and I help them, create awareness so they can leave their mark in the world. Great, awesome. And I'm so much more than that.
Yes.
There are so many other aspects to me. There are so many other elements to my being, my personality. So I'm not attached to Coach Nick. The Coach Nick thing is just more of a, hey, if that's how, it's more like an affectionate name now for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hiding behind it. And part of my goal, as we do this show and the work that I do outside the show, is to actually be vulnerable, is to lead with my heart, is to be out there on the skinny branch and be authentic, because I think that's how you create connection with people. I think that's how you actually create something different between human beings, is actually being yourself and bringing it. Because you, when you're yourself, by the way, that's a good way to attract other people who are like-minded and are like you.
Mm. No, totally agree. And I want to remind the Global Tribe out there, let us know, what mask are you wearing?
Yes.
And, or, what's your nickname?
Yes. And why do you ask that question, Gregory? What's your nickname?
Because inside of folks' nickname often are where we may take on certain masks.
Yes.
Ooh, interesting.
Right?
Yes.
Because if you're Mr. Good News, and I'm not saying this because you do this, I'm just using this as an example because people are used to hearing us call you Mr. Good News.
Yes.
You could, over time, maybe take on that you should never share bad news.
Exactly. Mm. Right. Good point. Mm.
Or if I'm like the point guard, then maybe I take on that I should never be the leading scorer of the team.
Right.
Or if Tommy is Mr. Results, he may take on a mask of he always has to get it done, even if it doesn't serve him or he's not taking care of himself or he runs himself down just to live up to the results.
Or serve other people, right? Maybe mm-hmm. somebody else should produce the results sometimes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Empower other people. Let other people step right. up. That's where, again, your mask or Halloween costume that you've developed over the years serves sometimes and in some situations and not always. And something different is important. And so the opportunity, the invitation this afternoon is to become aware of what are your masks? What is the Halloween costume that you've perfected over the years? And to potentially start to disrupt it. Yes. Try something different on.
Yes, definitely.
Just a quick point about masks. And then we're going to make a little announcement, by the way.
Ooh, is that a teaser?
A little teaser. I just want to say this. You know, there was a comment that was made by one of the presidential candidates and his family.
You're not going to say their name.
I'm not going to say their names. But a current presidential candidate and his family have used the term boys will be boys.
You just gave it away, though, when you said his family.
Yeah, I get it. And I think in the spirit of this conversation around men and authenticity and masks and Halloween costumes, I think that's a really tricky term to be using, that boys will be boys, or that, you know, that boys talk in a certain way or men talk in a certain way. And maybe some do. And that's their prerogative, right? But, you know, since the 19th century, males have been pressured by what author William Pollack calls the boy code. And to me, the boy code is outdated. I think some of those assumptions are outdated. Some of those rules and models about what boys and men are that society developed hundreds of years ago, I think are outdated. You know, this social construct that says that men have to always be strong, always be stoic, always be aggressive, always be assertive, always be controlling, always be unfeeling, always having to handle and control their problems, and to do it all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so boys will be boys can actually, a new definition for that can be created. Because boxing men or boys into one place, I think, can be really dangerous to those men and certainly to our entire culture. Because boys will be boys will then develop certain masks and certain Halloween costumes that make it hard for us and for them to actually reach them. We want men to be strong, and sometimes being strong is actually to share their heart, is to share their feelings, is to actually be vulnerable.
That is true. We should let go of some of those stereotypes or boxes that they want dudes to be in.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that we can start taking off these masks literally and figuratively.
Yeah, I mean, I want to honor who men are and who women are naturally, because we are beings based on our gender. Somebody said synergy squared. An online comment. Sorry. I want to honor who men are and who women are. And at the same time, the game is made up, Global Tribe. The game of life is made up. The game of gender roles is made up. Society made it up. Like William Pollack said back in the 19th century, he called it the boy code. The boy code can be redefined however we want to choose to define it. Let's choose to define it in a way that serves men, women, and the whole world. The world actually needs a certain kind of man today.
Yes.
Let's bring it, baby. So speaking of masks and what's going on in the background, we wanted to make an announcement to the Global Tribe. We've been the dudes of disruption for the last 18 months. How many episodes we have on iTunes? 73?
Well, we have 75.
75?
Episodes based on our weekly show, and then there's some additional episodes that are special editions of interviews and things we've done.
I think this is 77.
77.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not counting some of the expo stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've been doing this show for a while now, a year and a half, got a lot of content. It's been the dudes, right? It's why you hear us say dude, dude, and dude. Gregory, Tommy, and myself, Nick, or we've been calling me Coach Nick today. And so the announcement is that Gregory, who we affectionately call the point guard, and Tommy, who we affectionately called Mr. Results, are going to be transitioning out of the Dudes of Disruption. Now, Global Tribe, the Dudes of Disruption will continue. This dude that's talking right now will continue to carry the torch. We'll have some other dudes and we'll have some dudettes coming on, right? So the show will continue. We will continue and are committed, as always, to disrupting the automatic. But those two dudes, let me for the online folks, I'm going to point the camera. There's Mr. Results, Tommy,
yep.
And there's Gregory, Mr. Point Guard here. There he goes, right there. They're going to be transitioning off the show. Now, things are good between the three of us, right?
All good.
And, you know, hopefully we'll have them back on the show, right, supporting the show, right? And at the same time, those dudes are going to go on and do something different.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we are. And I will go first and then Tommy, Mr. Results, Spiro can go second. First, I just want to say to the Global Tribe, the dudes and dudettes out there, that I am grateful for the journey we've been on together.
Yes.
And also grateful for the journey I've been on with you, Nick, and Tommy.
Yes, same.
And, you know, one of the things I'm most proudest of is that the Dudes of Disruption is going to continue on.
Absolutely.
And that our friendship is going to continue on. And with that, you know, I'll try to talk about why I'm moving on in the context of today's discussion, which is mask.
Right.
So one of the masks that I have worn over the years is that of being the point guard.
Mm.
And, you know, I really want to talk about how that mask, or at least taking it off, is influencing my choice to move on. But I'll tell you more about my choice to move on and about the Dudes of Disruption and what you can expect from all of us. And from Tommy,
right,
and from Nick after this break.
Welcome back to Dudes of Disruption, disrupting your automatics. We bring it to you live on Sundays, 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem. Wow, Nick just dropped a bombshell announcement with love on our global tribe of listeners. And Gregory, you were in the middle of talking about taking off this mask and what that means in relationship to you transitioning out,
yes,
of the show.
Yes, so from my mask of the point guard,
right,
I am going to also access another side of me, which is also being the lead guard.
Mm.
And I'm going to go out and start my own show.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And coaching practice.
It's about time, man.
You're moving from the rhythm section to the lead singer of the band.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Musical.
So I'm awakening the humanity inside of myself. And so the whole thing and the premise is really covering, commentating, and coaching underdog stuff, really fighting for the underdog to understand how special they are in the world.
Cool.
And that'll come to life in radio, in writing, in coaching, and more to come.
Mm.
But like I said, again, grateful for what we've created together and that it's going to be going on, and that we also, the friendship that we've created also gets to continue going on too.
Awesome.
Yes. But I'm not the only one with news.
You are not the only one with news, right?
Are you going to keep them in suspense, Mr. Results?
So in terms of my transitioning out of the show, and, you know, of course, I'll take the layup from you and use the nickname that has evolved in this show and sort of...
Did Tommy just use a sports reference?
I did.
Layup.
I learned a lot in 18 months with you guys. It's not the first time that I've used a sports reference, so...
Let's see if he swings for the fences.
Uh-huh. I might bunt a little bit right now, okay?
Do it.
All right, so... I've been affectionately called Mr. Results, though we don't use the nicknames all that much here. When we first started, we were very nickname heavy. And it related to me producing a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that goes on here, keeping things running smooth and popping and, you know, all of that stuff. And what has certainly happened for me, I would say, is that there are other areas of my life that I was not happy with the results that were being produced.
Right.
So I've started to make some significant changes
right.
inside of that. One of them is that I've actually committed to going back to college to get my degrees, which right. we talked about a while ago in the opt-in, dropped-out show. Yeah. So I'm actually committed to going and not only going for my bachelor's, but ultimately a master's degree. And right now it looks like education.
Cool.
So that is something I'm
The world needs more teachers, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm embarking on that journey now. And I've also committed, around work. You know, I've been running a business in consulting for a very long time, and I've just committed to, in the short term, a 3-month full-time contract, which is demanding, very exciting role. So I'm committing to that. So I'm creating different results personally. And inside of that, my commitment to the show has changed.
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Well, more to come because we've got the rest of this show, and we've got next week as well. We'll talk a little bit more about what these two dudes will be doing. But right now, what we're doing is we have our guest caller, right?
We do have a guest on the line.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Carrie, are you with us?
I'm with you. How are you?
Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
You're with the dudes.
Dude.
Oh, with the dudes. So happy to be here.
Thank you. For the Global Tribe, you're listening to Carrie Turner. Carrie Turner coaches women to create a life by design by tapping into feminine energy to heal and empower every facet of their lives. Absolutely love that. And Carrie Turner has a blog that's featured in the Huffington Post. And I love, 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 love Carrie Turner. She's a dear friend of ours, all three of ours, and we're pretty psyched to have you on. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be with the three of you.
So, Carrie, we've been talking today about a bunch of different things, including dropping a bombshell on the Global Tribe.
Yes.
But prior to doing that, we were talking about, although the bombshell was in relationship to authenticity and defining authenticity. And so we thought a good place to start with you would be, how do you define authenticity, or what does authenticity mean to you?
So for me, authenticity is allowing yourself to be deeply seen for the totality of who you are, what works about you, what doesn't work about you, and everything in between. It means being who you are, particularly in such a way that it doesn't matter how other people react to it anymore.
Right. Got it. So, there's a saying that we have here on the show, which is people are going to judge you anyway. So you might as well be yourself, because they're going to judge that too.
Absolutely. And it feels so much better.
Right? Well, because at least you're being authentic. At least you're grounded in yourself. And you can say, okay, you're taking a shot at me, or you're poking at me, or you're making whatever comment you're going to make. At least I'll defend it. I'll defend who I really am, rather than having worn a mask, having worn a costume, where it's a little more challenging sometimes to actually defend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Let me ask this question, because we're three dudes.
Dude.
We're three dudes, if you hadn't noticed.
Last time we checked.
Oh, I've noticed.
Last time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Carrie. I'm glad you noticed.
Carrie, that's for another show, Carrie. So the question we have is, do you think, just your perspective, because you coach women, you work primarily with women, do you think men are more authentic than women, and or do you think women have an easier time accessing their level of authenticity?
Do I think, I'll answer the first part, do I think men are more authentic? I really don't. I don't think that it's a contest between, as far as men and women, who is more authentic. I think that we both have our challenges around cultural ideas about who we're supposed to be in the world and how
right.
we're supposed to show up, that we have, that we wear different masks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Carrie, I appreciate your honesty. That's something I think we should offer out to the Global Tribe too. Who's more authentic, men or women?
Mm.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, we want to hear from the Global Tribe. Who's more authentic, dudes or dudettes? What were you going to say, Carrie?
No, I just think that the masks are different, but they're both powerfully there.
Yes, and again, just for folks who are just joining the conversation. We all have a mask, by the way. It's like, here's your good news. It's not like you got to go buy one from the store, like Tommy was describing. He used to go to Woolworths and buy the Woolworths, right? Wasn't it?
You remember Woolworths from Queens? They were all over the place. I'm showing my age, but geez.
You don't have to
it's
go.
It's like CVS or Walgreens.
But had Rite a counter that had milkshakes
yes,
and all,
you,
all that.
Exactly. The best grilled cheese sandwiches and chocolate shakes.
Yeah, listen. You,
with
Global
my mother
Tribe,
smoking a cigarette at the counter.
You don't have to go and buy a mask or a Halloween costume. That's your good news. You got one already. We all have one. And there's nothing wrong with it. We've put it on. We've developed it over the years. We've perfected it over the years. And it has produced a certain kind of result, a certain level of results. And as the game gets bigger, your personal game gets bigger, there's an opportunity to look at where it's not working anymore. And, you know, you said, Carrie, about men and women to some degree are socialized by our culture to automatically put on a certain mask, which is what we referenced earlier in the show. So the question I have is, how do you think the current political state is influencing young boys, and what masks might young boys now maybe forming or wearing because of the current political climate?
Well, oh my goodness. there's so much I could say on that. I actually just was watching this morning on Facebook a little video of this these kids in the playground, and there was a young boy standing there, and he was like taking on the persona of the main gentleman candidate who was running for president, and I was so taken back because, again, if our children are left unguarded, without having open conversations during this election on both candidates, a lot of assumptions could be taken about what it means to be a powerful person in the world, none of which I agree with.
Right.
So young men could be, I'm looking at it as an opportunity for parents to sit down with their kids, that we're going to have a deeper level conversation with these boys, that they aren't taking on, you know, obviously the biggest thing is the glaring issue with not respecting women.
Right.
So I think that is, you know, it's a huge opportunity for us to make a huge, to make a shift.
Right. Got it. So I have to ask you this last question, which is, as it relates to authenticity and Global Tribe, for those just joining the conversation, we're talking about authenticity. What masks are you wearing? And with that mask, what Halloween costume have you developed over the years to protect yourself to some degree? So Carrie, I have to ask you this last question before we let you go. Do you find men who are authentic, and I know you defined authenticity a few minutes ago, do you find men who are authentic to be sexier than those who are less authentic? I had to ask as a dude. Come on now.
That was very dude of you.
Absolutely.
And why?
Because when a man is authentic, first of all, I think he has a magnetizing energy. He is connected to the vibrancy of life. He knows the value in himself and what he has to offer other people. And also, if a woman is also in her authenticity, it's like the hottest thing on earth, because it's soul-to-soul conversation, and you can't get any deeper than that.
And since you mentioned women, just real quick, I know I said last question, but you just triggered something. What's a mask that women often wear? We know what men or boys often wear, which is, again, being stoic, being aggressive, being controlling, not showing your feelings, going at things alone. Those are some of the more common masks that men and boys, not all, but most common. What's a common mask that women wear? You coach women. What do you find?
Carrie, please give us the scoop.
I know. We need the secret, Carrie.
Out there will know how to support our duets that we
wink,
have.
Wink, wink, wink.
Have a mask that they wink,
wink.
So this might surprise you.
Please, surprise us.
What I have been finding, and I've been doing a lot of studying around this the past year and a half, is a lot of women wear a mask of masculinity, which doesn't necessarily show up. I'm a very feminine looking woman, but what I realized was that there, for myself and a lot of people I work with, again, the cultural climate of having to go out there, get it done, being an aggressor, is actually a masculine energy that isn't really a part of, we're not connected to our feminine energy, which creates a real, it creates a lot of challenges within our relationships.
Got it. Carrie Turner coaches women to create a life by design by tapping into feminine energy to heal and empower every facet of their lives. Carrie, where can the Global Tribe find you?
They could find me on Facebook if you look up Carrie Turner Coaching. Right now my website is down, but it's going to be coming back up, and that's okay. CarrieTurnerCoaching.com.
Awesome. Carrie, you kicked off the Ask a Dudette section of our show. I think that went pretty well. She gave some secrets into the dudettes and what masks they wear.
Yeah, perfect choice.
Appreciate that.
Well, it was great being with you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Carrie.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you've been listening to The Dudes of Disruption and Coach Carrie Turner. We'll be right back after this break.
I listen to the wind of my soul.
Welcome back to Dudes of Disruption.
Today,
we are taking on, actually not taking on, we're taking off the mask, Men in Authenticity. We just had a great segment with Ask the Dudette, Carrie Turner. Awesome. Thanks for joining us. And we are back. In case you want to connect with the dudes on social media, we are all over the place. You can get us on Facebook, Dudes of Disruption, Twitter, at DOD Talk Radio, and on Instagram, Dudes of Disruption.
Yes. That was that song that we just heard. I just wanted a quick comment before we jump into the next conversation. Was Cat Stevens, Gregory?
You mean called, Yusuf Salam?
Yusuf Salam. That's right. He became Muslim. The song is called "The Wind," and it's a really appropriate song around authenticity. There's a couple of lines here that I really love that I just wanted to highlight. He says, "I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never." And to me, the devil's lake is when he's being inauthentic and out of alignment with who he really is.
Yes.
Right? He won't make that same mistake again, because often when we're out of alignment with our authenticity, it will come back to burn us.
Mm. Very true. Mm. And, you know, just one thing that came to mind with Carrie Turner, who awesome to have her as the Ask a Dudette, when she made that point about the masculinity, you know, it made me think about, you know, the work we've done in corporate America. And so for the dudes listening out there, there's an opportunity to truly allow for diversity. And if women bring certain things to the table because they're women.
Right.
And leadership style, their approach.
Right.
Be open to it.
Yes.
Don't have folks assimilate to take on one way or one masculine way, because then you have just a bunch of cut and paste and copy and paste, and you won't get the full beauty of what happens when we have diverse teams and allow
Love
people
it.
To be themselves.
Great point, Gregory. Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. Is it that time?
It's that time. Say what?
Say what?
What you talking about?
We have a Say What story of the week this week. Just one.
Just one, okay.
But the Say What story relates directly to the topic at hand, or loosely.
Okay.
In this case, I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
We're talking about taking off masks.
Right.
Figuratively. Figured we should talk about masks literally.
Okay.
And this week's Say What story of the week relates to what are the top Halloween masks of 2016.
Ooh.
The Coach Nick mask at the top of the list.
As the Dudes of Disruption continues to grow,
right,
the one day,
yes,
the Coach Nick mask will be in the top 10.
Big forehead. I know you're looking at my forehead, Tom.
Yeah, now I can envision the plastic mask with the little rubber band that goes around your head,
and a chain. That goes
yeah,
with
the
it.
Chain, a little chain that goes with it.
Very cool. Top. I'll do the top five.
Okay.
All right.
Number what five.
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Nice.
White Walker mask.
Ooh. Oh, nice. That's good. I like to actually see that. Good show.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
That's a great show.
Yeah, great show. Scary character, the White Walker.
Okay. Mm. That's number five.
Your girlfriend's got me into that show.
Okay. Huh. Cool. Well, that might be maybe we'll ask what are one of the costumes you may consider for Halloween this year. Number four, Lego Ninjago. I don't
Ninjago.
Know. Yes, I haven't seen
my,
it.
My 3-year-old is going to go as the Lego Ninjago. So, yes, that would make sense that it's in the top five. That I even know it. I mean, I'm not sure what it looks like exactly.
I'll show you pictures afterwards.
Okay,
well,
cool.
Actually, we'll post it on the DOD site,
okay.
This article. Number three.
Yes.
The Halo Master Chief helmet. This is, I think, a gaming character from maybe the video game Halo.
Okay, I'm just going to go with
that's
it.
Number
yes.
three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see.
I think I live in a closet because I don't know any of these things.
Gaming is big, but not amongst these three dudes.
Right.
Number two. So I left you in suspense. I didn't tell you what number two and number one is. What do you think the number two most popular Halloween costume is? Oh, sorry, mask for 2016.
I have to say it's going to be something with Star Wars. I know my older son, who's seven. Wait, what's that sound?
Oh, Tommy knows where I'm going. The clue is these last two, number one and number two, have been part of a circus this year.
Oh, the candidates. The two candidates. Is that right? Each one?
You got it. But guess who's one and who's two? So the candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the two nominees from our major parties, are the number one and number two costumes, or sorry, masks for 2016. And it has been a circus.
Yes,
oh,
it
yes.
has.
And a lot of clowning going on.
Please end it.
They're one and two. Who do you think's one? Who do you think's two?
Oh.
I think the dude is one and the dudette is number two.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree there.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final
answer.
You two are correct.
All right.
So there will be a lot of Clinton and Trump going on between now and October 31st for all the Halloween parties.
So more torture.
A lot of those masks.
More torture.
They even have, at the 7-Eleven by me, they have a Hillary stress ball and a Donald stress ball. You know, like those squeezy little,
right.
just their head. You know, I think I'm going to buy one of each. So cool. That's good stuff.
All right. So with that, though.
Yes.
You get one or the other question here. What costume will you be this year? Or what mask do you think men normally wear, given our experience coaching a lot of men?
You want to go first, Tommy?
Well, I don't have a Halloween party to attend this year.
Yet.
That could change.
You never know.
It could change. And I love Halloween. I love dressing up on Halloween. So I don't have one in mind specifically. So if I were to choose, though, maybe I would go for the zombie Donald Trump. Because I would to add a zombie twist to things.
You want to go as him?
But
as he really is?
As he really is, yes.
Hey, Global Tribe, if you have a Halloween party in the New York area, let us know. Post it on our social media and invite Tommy, Mr. Results.
Please, because the surprise, the best part of that costume would be that I would walk around with a stuffed cat.
I'm not even going to explain.
I'll answer the more serious question, Gregory.
Keep your kittens away.
Are you asking what mask do I think men normally wear in life?
Yeah. So, you know, we work with a lot of men.
Right.
And so have you noticed over time, is there a mask that seems to show up a lot or often with a lot of the men you've coached and we continue to coach to this day?
I mean, I think the mask that men often wear, there's probably a couple of masks that they often wear. One of them is, I've got it handled. I'm all good.
Yep, I got this.
I got this, right? And that's what I said earlier about how often men operate, not all, but often men operate from a place of being alone and sort of independent. And I think there's good in that, right? Because men are resourceful and they get stuff done and they're focused and they're generative. And often they have the experience, this is the cost of that.
Yep.
Often they have the experience of being alone in the world. They have the experience of nobody really gets them. They have the experience of going at it by myself and I don't have partnerships. And so it's harder. Life becomes harder in that case, right? So I think that's definitely a mask that men often wear.
Got it.
How about you? What do you think?
I think the mask might be one that seems to come up a lot is I'm Superman.
Yes.
Or I don't have any emotions.
Right.
And so I think I've seen men put on the mask of on the inside, we want to cry.
Yeah.
We want to be self-expressed.
Share.
We want to share.
Right.
We want to dream big.
Right.
And so I think sometimes we put on the mask of hey, we're just going to be the person who keeps the lights on and make sure we bring home the bacon. And that mask of that old school man that I'm just going to do what's needed for everybody and be the provider,
right,
often doesn't have the men taking care of themselves inside of that.
Yeah, I love that you said that, because often men, especially executives who I coach, often will say to me, I'm coming to you because the men in my life, I can't actually have the conversation that I want to have with them, so I'm going to have it with you. And in fact, I'm going to have to pay you to have that conversation, because what men have said to me is, well, I can go out for beers with guys, and we can talk about work at a surface level.
Sports,
mm-hmm. Right? Talk about, you know, who's in the World Series. Shout out to the Chicago Cubs, okay? Yet they can't share what's really, really bugging them,
yep.
Even at work,
yep.
Well, or at home.
I remember one of the things that stuck out to me when we started the men's group is that, and I believe it was Andy, one of our former dudes, he said it was so nice to be in a room full of guys who were having a conversation on a different level and not just talking about the game.
Yes.
Yep. Very true. It's that time of the show.
You what time is that?
Plug for the men's group, though. Caught that, right?
I did
catch that. We have a men's group, Global Tribe, and tomorrow we have an event. Come as a guest.
That's right.
Just email us at dudesofdisruption@gmail.com and come as a guest in tomorrow or November or December.
Very true. Tommy, what happens today and on Monday?
Today, live show, Monday podcast. Check it out on iTunes and Podomatic. All you have to do is search for Dudes of Disruption, currently in the top 20
thank
of
you.
Self-help on Podomatic. Ooh. Without a new show up tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you, Global Tribe.
Very cool.
And with that, as we head into these last two shows for not only myself and Gregory, what comes up for me in terms of mask and authenticity is that people know whether you've taken them off or not. And it was no mystery that my relationship to the show had changed a little bit in the last couple of months as I've started to make some declarations about having something be different in other areas of my life. And that mask of Mr. Results might look a little different, but I'll still be Mr. Results at the end of the day. and it's okay for relationships to change, and that it's just the natural course of things. So I've grown through tremendously here in this space. I love these two dudes, and I'm excited to see Nick take the show to a different level.
Thank you.
Very cool. And my parting shot is, I started off with a quote, which is, the quote goes, be careful who you pretend to be.
Mm-hmm.
You might forget who you are.
Mm.
And I think it's a quote that is a cautionary tale of, if we don't take these opportunities to take off the mask, we might really forget who we are. And that would be unfortunate.
Yes.
I do want to acknowledge that this is my second to last show with the dudes, and that I've been grateful for the mask I've been able to take off over these past 77 shows. And as I said before, I may not be with the show any longer, but I'm excited that the show continues on and that our friendships that we have together,
yes,
continues on. And so I'll leave you with this one last image, which is, if you put on a mask for Halloween, after a while, you may enjoy the fun of it and the thrill and the mischievousness and all the good stuff that comes with the role play of the mask.
Right.
But eventually, it gets sweaty. You can't breathe. It doesn't feel right. Just remember that
sticks
metaphor.
To your face.
Sticks to lift it up
face.
To take a drink.
And you're so much better once you take that mask off. So whatever mask you've been wearing, you know which ones have you sweaty and feeling tight and you can't breathe.
Mm.
This is your opportunity to take it off. And guess what? You don't even have to wait till October 31st to do it. You can do it right now.
Awesomeness. So in the spirit of authenticity, I want to acknowledge that although I'm happy that Gregory, happy for them, that Gregory and Tommy are transitioning out of the Dudes of Disruption as of next week being their last show, in the spirit of authenticity, I want to also express my sadness,
mm-hmm,
that I'm really, really sad.
Can we save the tears for next week?
Yeah, and at the same time, I'm sad. In the spirit of our show about, you know, what's really there for me,
mm-hmm,
rather than hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all, as I said earlier, we all have masks, and we all wear and have developed and created these elaborate Halloween costumes our whole life. You don't need to throw them out altogether. And at the same time, it's not appropriate to wear them all the time. Just like Halloween comes once a year, you get to wear your mask and your costume once a year. And so it may be time to throw it away or throw parts of it away. The other part I want to just say is, to me, one of the most important things I want folks to get out of this conversation, especially for the boys and the dudes out there, that it's time to consider how, as a culture, we relate and socialize the men and boys in our lives and how they perceive their roles in the world. It's time to disrupt some of those false and ineffective ideologies of what it means to be a man in 2016, what it means to be a male in 2016, and help create and define a new kind of man that can actually create something different. And dudes and dudettes, we end every show with a quote from a Hall of Fame disruptor, Dr. Seuss. Don't cry because it's over. Big, major, huge smile because the dudes just happened.
Dude.
Dude.
Dude.